I'm Sharon Green in Washington. The verdict is in on Matthias Rust, the West German pilot who landed a small plane in central Moscow last May. A Soviet court today pronounced Rust guilty as charged and sentenced him to 4 years in a Soviet labor camp. More from NPR's Ann Cooper.
The 19-year-old West German teenager was found guilty today on three charges: violating Soviet airspace, illegal entry into the country, and malicious hooliganism. The sentences on each charge will run concurrently for a total of 4 years in a general regime labor camp. General regime is the least harsh of four categories of Soviet penal colonies. The prosecutor in the Rust trial yesterday demanded an 8-year labor camp sentence for the young pilot. Although Rust had said he made his May 28th flight from Helsinki to Red Square in the name of peace, the prosecutor called him a hooligan who endangered many lives. Rust pleaded guilty to all three charges when his trial opened in Moscow on Wednesday, but he later backed away from the hooliganism charge. And this morning he asked the court for clemency, saying he wouldn't betray its trust if he was given a mild punishment. This is Ann Cooper in Moscow.
Firefighters report little success in their battle against thousands of forest fires burning in 8 western states. So far, more than 500,000 acres have been scorched and 18,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. Firefighting crews are reportedly stretched to the limit, concentrating on populated areas, while blazes in remote regions burn out of control. The weather isn't helping. Forecasters predict more hot, dry weather for the weekend. It was a normal day in the Persian Gulf. Iraq claimed its warplanes hit a large naval target off the coast of Iran. Diplomatic sources blamed Iran for firing a silkworm missile that today slammed into the southern coast of Kuwait, causing no reported casualties. Meanwhile, Gulf sources say an earlier report of an attack on a Saudi Arabian tanker was not true. In New York, the UN Secretary General announced that the Security Council has authorized a peace mission that will probably begin next week. But in Tehran, a speech by Parliament Speaker Rafsanjani offered a message that was anything but peaceful. Details from Alex Brody.
Mr. Rafsanjani's vow that Iran would stick to its blow-for-blow strategy came at the end of a week when it has done just that. As Iraq reopened the war on Iranian oil tankers, so Iran retaliated, as it had said it would, with attacks on international shipping. And at Friday prayers in Tehran, Ayatollah Islam Rafsanjani gave no hint of the compromise the United Nations is seeking. He told the crowd that Iran could keep the Gulf region in a state of crisis for years. If Iran sustained damage, others would have to sustain even worse damage. If the war were to spill over, others, including the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait, would regret it most.
The BBC's Alex Brody reporting from Dubai. The nation's jobless rate held steady at 6% last month, but the Labor Department statistics released today show less than expected growth in non-farm jobs, and most of the new jobs were in the low-paying service sector. The 6% level in August was the same as in July. Most of the nation's major banks raised their prime lending rate today after the Federal Reserve Board raised the discount rate to 6%. The half-point increase in the rate the Fed charges banks for loans prompted them to raise their prime rates by the same amount to 8.75%. Analysts say consumers will soon feel the effects of the increases in credit card rates, loans, and mortgages. Wall Street stocks fell sharply today after the Federal Reserve raised its discount rate. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 38 points to close the week at 2561.38. Declines led advances 5-2 in moderate trading of 129 million shares. Average price of a share on the New York Exchange lost 41 cents. I'm Sharon Green, NPR News, in Washington.
This is Fresh Air. Folk singer and songwriter Bill Staines is joining us today in our weekly performance spot. Over the past 18 years, Staines has repeatedly crossed the country from Boston to Alaska, playing his guitar, singing, and writing songs about cowboys, ramblers, horses, lovers, and friends. When he's not on the road, Bill Staines is at home in New Hampshire, where he says he enjoys just mowing the lawn. His latest album, Wild Wild Heart, is available on Philo Records and Tapes. This is Fresh Air.